Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-844-3056. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-844-3056. 800-844-3056. That's 800-844-3056.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
It is 7 minutes after the hour. Happy Saturday morning to you. Excuse me if my voice holds up. I got 2 hours. Anyway, we are back. It is Garden America. I'm Brian Main, along with Bob Reed Miller and, of course, Tiger Palafox. John Bagnasco still on the mend, but according to Bob, getting better and better each day. Bob, that's good news. At least you had a little chat conversation with him.
Talked to him on Thursday afternoon, and he still sounds like somebody with a really
bad headache.
But sense of humor is there.
Good.
And he told me you should see what the other guy looks like. So.
And was he grumpy?
No, not at all.
Oh, then he's not himself yet.
Yeah. It must have been a blow to the head, right?
Bob said sense of humor. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
You know, what's
sense
wrong?
Of humor.
Wait a minute. It changed him.
So hopefully John back before too long. I know he's going to try to get a little busier this week and do some things, as you mentioned, Bob. So as soon as we get him back on, he'll be here with us.
Yep. And I'm sure he's chomping at the bit. He wants to get back and do everything.
It's got
to
be boring.
Yeah, and who wants to lay around with your head hurting?
And we do, you know, besides the show, there's so much that goes on that we're involved with during the week.
Yeah.
And he is busy, you know, with scheduling people, talking to people, as we all are during the week, besides the show.
People think this is our job. This is our fun day off.
For two hours. But we have a busy week, which always builds up and leads to the show. Which is another reason why we have the newsletter, which Tiger's been taking care of. And a great job, Tiger. Thank you for that. If you don't get the newsletter, go to the website, gardenamerica.com, and I believe it's on the top right-hand corner.
Yep.
And just click newsletter.
No, you just click newsletter, put your email in, and then boom.
And that's
start
it.
Getting it.
Well worth it.
Yeah, we don't share the information. You get a chance to see who the guests are going to be. There's articles. Tiger's got an article there. We share pictures that people send us. So
recipes, all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah, that's a good way to keep up with what's going on. And just part of what we do during the week leading up to each and every show. 2 hours every Saturday. Of course, Sundays we're off from now on. So 2 hours to get your questions, your comments at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Or for the time being until John gets back, bmain22 at gmail.com. And that's M-A-I-N. We had some weather yesterday.
We did. We had weather from unbelievable. It was.
Is this like a 50-year storm? I heard somebody say it's like.
It's got to be. It's got to be.
Something like that.
I don't know. You know, and I've already heard people say, oh, well, the drought's over. Well, it's not even close to over.
No. But we're off to a good start.
It's really going to help a lot. And I figure that we're not even close to that being the case until I see water in Lake Hodges.
Yeah.
And I came past it on the way down this
morning.
Yet. And still can't see anything.
Still can't see. So, yeah. But we had, like, now we're talking, I know we're kind of wussies when it comes to weather here in San Diego, Southern California, but we got quite a punch yesterday.
Yeah.
Lots of wind, a lot of rain. And it's supposed to continue for the next couple, 2 or 3 days, right?
Yeah, it's starting again tomorrow, and I think goes through Tuesday or something. So
that's good. We love it. We got to have the rain.
Yep. Not big, complaining.
Big drought. Everything going good at the nursery, Tiger?
Yeah, everything's going great. You know, we're just surviving the weather, too. I think this is interesting because, you know, the thing that we got to remember is that because we're not used to weather, there's things that happen here that don't happen elsewhere. And people go, oh, yo, you got an inch of rain. You know,
whoopee.
People back east are, oh, we get an inch of rain and by 9 a.m. kind
deal,
of a thing.
Right?
Right. But our soil is so hard and, you know, it's clay. And that inch of rain, you know, if we've gotten already a couple inches before that, is already full of water.
It hits the ground and goes sideways.
Exactly. Yeah. And then, you know, we start losing hillsides, trees start falling over and all this other stuff where people, where they get 12, 20, you know, 50 inches of rain
a
year, you know, and they
go
straight into the soil. Yeah. Well, it's a different atmosphere. It's a different thing. But it's fun to be out there and have some weather.
Yeah, and then we also have the compounded problem of if it had been a fire area.
Oh, yeah. And
earlier in the season,
nothing retaining
no
it.
No brush or plants to hold anything in place.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you've got a backyard full of mud and rubble and the neighbor's house and patio.
And at least we're getting a day or two in between some of these storms.
Yep.
Otherwise,
back to back is terrible.
The flooding. I mean, there's a lot of areas of San Diego that aren't built to take this, and you see flooding. We had flash flood warning for 24 hours.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we like the weather. We like the rain. I'm glad we've got a couple of 2 or 3 days in between to give us a little brief respite so we can dry out and then continue.
And woe be to everybody east of us because you're going to get what we just got.
Yeah,
as ice and snow,
ice and snow. Right, because it's coming in from the ocean and going east.
Yep.
So that's our little gift to you here from San Diego. Hey, this is Garden America. Thank you so much for joining us starting in 2017, which, of course, is this year. 2 hours every Saturday at 855-424-9825. Phone lines are always open. I know sometimes when we have a guest on, people a little reluctant to call to be on hold, but you're welcome to, and then you'll be the first one after we finish with our guest. We've got two guests lined up today, Tiger.
Yeah, Nick McCullough. He's a landscape designer.
Beautiful.
And then we're having Andrew, who wrote a vegetable book that's going to be coming out in February.
Eat Your Vegetables.
Yes, exactly.
So that's coming up, hour number two. First hour will be Nick.
Yep.
So stand by for that. And again,
and
if you get the newsletter.
Call and ask questions, too.
Oh, yeah. We want you to. We encourage you to ask our guests who are experts in their field any questions that you have, any comments. And again, by getting the newsletter, you see all this stuff. You would know who's coming up, who's going to be on the show.
You can kind of plan ahead.
Tiger, your article's talking about, you know, the end of one term for a president. New president comes in. The White House changes, and then the rest goes along with you tie that into gardening.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully that they'll keep their kitchen garden there at the White House because it's such an amazing thing. And, you know, I always think just education for the future is where we need to invest in teaching people how to grow their own vegetables.
Absolutely.
It's super important.
Are we making progress? I mean, and I say that like because we've talked about this for a long time. A lot of people still think, especially kids, that, you know, all the food comes from the grocery stores. Mm-hmm. But working in a nursery, do you see any changes in the way people are either what they purchase, how they purchase?
Definitely.
Conversations?
I'm seeing a huge pendulum shift. I'm seeing people definitely wanting to grow what they're eating. I'm seeing people want to grow unique stuff mm-hmm. that they can't find elsewhere. And so they can have it for their food.
Right.
And also they're bringing their kids in and doing it with them because it's a fun activity to get them out of the house. Because parents understand kids are too stuck on TV and video games.
Oh my gosh.
And so everything that they can do to get them out of the house.
Right. And that's the future we talk about, you know, that they'll be able to understand that. As I look back to grade school. We did plant projects, things like that.
We donate a lot of plants from Altman's to the Southern California, actually probably all of California school districts for their garden programs that they have.
Well, that's good that they're doing that.
And we get great letters back and photographs of the kids planting the gardens. A lot of them will do raised beds. And then they'll grow this stuff up to picking size, and they'll actually prepare the food there at the school. and the kids get to eat a salad or something from the stuff that they grew, and they're just they really enjoy it.
Well, yeah, because to plant something and then wait and watch it pop up and actually see it grow and go through the whole fruition, you know, from the beginning and then be able to eat it.
Yeah,
I mean that's I remember what used to fascinate me were carrots as a kid.
Yeah,
I would just see the top of the carrot, you know. And
knowing that there's something more down there.
There's something more down there. It's like looking at an iceberg.
Yeah.
You know, the tip of the iceberg.
And even better when you pull one up and it's got two or three legs on it.
Oh, yeah, right?
Funny looking.
We talked about, did we talk about blue carrots? We talked talked about blue food, I think, last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Blue carrots are the original carrots, actually, and then the other ones came from that.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And then I saw yesterday at Trader Joe's, I saw blue sweet potatoes.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like.
Really?
Yeah. Blue sweet potato. Yeah, blue ones.
Yeah, that's cool.
So we always think.
And that's the stuff you can't find sometimes.
Exactly.
So you got to grow it. You got to grow it yourself.
Right, exactly.
Well, what was that thing that Sharon had in the newsletter? Was it Oca?
Oh,
yeah, I think it was
Oca. I think it was, yes.
The food of the Aztecs or something like that, which apparently grows very easily. And I don't know. I've never grown it. But it sounded like it was really interesting and good and tasty and whatever. And
if you get past the blue.
No, it was red and yellow. So.
Wait a minute, if it's blue, we've gone bad.
Yeah.
If it's blue, it's a problem.
Yeah, no, this wasn't blue, but we talked about there's an aversion to, you know, blue food.
Blue food,
I don't want to eat this.
Yeah, blueberries is the only thing you can get away with.
The quote of the week, I can do the quote. You want to do the quote, Tiger?
No, you go for
it. I'll do the quote. The greatest service which can be rendered any country is to add a useful plant to its culture. And that is by somebody who was a gardener, Thomas Jefferson.
Big Jefferson.
He did some gardening. Yep. So thank you for that, Thomas Jefferson. We're going to take a break. It is 16 minutes after the hour. Lines are open at 855-424-9825 or BMAIN22@gmail.com. Our guest is next. Stay with us. Tiger Palafox, Bob Breedmiller, Brian Main. 2 hours with you Saturday here on Garden America.
Have you ever watched Shark Tank or The Prophet and thought to yourself, I have a great idea for a product or a business, but I don't know how to get started? Business Rockstars is going to help you to launch your idea with Startup Bootcamp. This is a free online event Thursday, January 26th. You'll learn from rockstar CEOs, including Brian Liu, founder and chairman of LegalZoom, Vanilla Lopez, former CEO IKEA North America, and from Alan Wankus, who had an idea for a movie that became Straight Outta Compton. You have a great idea but don't know how to start? Sign up now for our free online event, Business Rockstars Startup Bootcamp. Free. It's Thursday, January 26th. You want to launch your business in the next 90 days? Learn how to get funded? Launch or grow your business. Go to businessrockstars.com and sign up for our free online event. You can do this. BusinessRockstars.com. That's BusinessRockstars.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
During Staples' January printing event, you can get up to $80 off a lightning-fast HP OfficeJet Pro printer. It can save time and money.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event with up to $80 off HP OfficeJet Pro printers. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 1/21/17. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Do you have a small yard and think you don't have the room for fruit trees? Well, think again. Dave Wilson Nursery wants to show you how to grow great-tasting fruits like peaches, apples, pluots, and much more in small areas, even in patio containers, too. It's called Backyard Orchard Culture. You get step-by-step information via the Fruit Tube videos at davewilson.com. That's where you'll find the closest nursery to you that carries Dave Wilson's quality fruit trees. Start the backyard orchard of your dreams at davewilson.com.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993.
That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Thank you so much for spending part of your weekend with us here. Saturday, 2 hours with your friends here, your garden buddies on Garden America. Bob Reed Miller, Tiger Palafox, Brian Main. Thank you so much for joining us. And remember that phone number. It's 855-424-9825. 855-424-9825. Or bmain22, that's bmain25, at gmail.com here on Biz Talk Radio every Saturday for 2 hours. Tiger, our guest is ready to go.
All right, our guest this weekend is a plant nerd from Ohio State University.
The Ohio State University.
He also writes a blog called The Boxwood. Nick McCullough, are you there?
Hey, I'm here, guys. Nice to
talk
to you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, Nick,
how's it going?
Welcome to the show. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, man. I was just listening to you guys talk about the weather. We've been having amazing torrential rains here in Ohio as well. So it's familiar to us too, and really unseasonably warm temperatures.
See, but torrential rain to you guys is how many inches of rain do you think you guys have been getting?
I'd say the past week we've had a few inches of rain. This time of year we normally have snow, but right now we're just seem to be getting rain in our temperatures today.
Yeah, it's warm, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Normally I think our average temperature is probably right around probably 20. In mid-20s or so. It's going to be 65 here today. So
holy cow.
Oh, wow.
It's almost warmer than here.
Yeah. Yeah. It is warmer than here. Yeah, we're set for 61 today. Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, so Nick, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us your background and how you got involved in gardening.
Sure, yeah. I think we all have a story about getting involved in gardening that probably stems from our parents or our grandparents or our mother. So for me, with my mom, we would vegetable garden in the backyard. But when I was growing up, I grew up on a strawberry farm. And so, instantly gardening was in my blood. I couldn't help it. I had to be out there harvesting strawberries. And so they couldn't keep me out of the fields, actually. And so, it just really came natural to me. And then as I grew up, I knew I wanted to go into horticulture. And so I went to Ohio State University. And then I studied garden design in England, which was a huge, turn into my career, I guess. It really put me on the path of what I wanted to do. And from there, now I have a blog, like I said. It's called Thinking Outside the Boxwood. So you guys, anybody can check it out. And, yeah, it's really fun to write. And I'm also on the board of the Association of Professional Landscape Designers, which is a fantastic organization promoting garden designers across the country. And we have a huge group in there in California as well that is very active. So any listeners out there who are looking for a designer, I would definitely advocate looking for someone with ATLDF in their name and a fantastic group of people. And and more recently in my life, I own a company. I'm a landscape designer. I have about 40 employees peak season. And then we design residential landscapes. So really gardens. We design gardens. And so I'm really connected with what's going on a day-to-day basis. And, I love the gardening. It's my passion. It's my profession. It's, like I said, I was born into it, and I just can't get it out of my system, which is great. I love it. One other thing I do is I'm a social media guy. So if anyone's interested in Pinterest, I'm Nick Garden Guy on Pinterest, and I have over 3 million followers worldwide. So I really get to see what's going on in the trends in gardening. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, so it sounds like you work with a lot of homeowners, a lot of people when it comes to gardening and being a designer. So what are some of the trends that you're seeing, and what can we look forward to in 2017 when it comes to landscape design as far as what people are actually doing and what people are changing to or adding to their yards?
Sure. Well, I think over the past couple of years, it's all been about this outdoor kitchens and, things that to connect, take the indoors outdoors, right? And for us here in Ohio, that's very different than in California because we have, inclement weather, a lot of the year. So it's really, a lot of structures and things. But now what we're seeing is a lot more outdoor spaces, right? Play spaces where people want to be active. So we're seeing a lot of bocce ball courts and areas where people can go and relax, designed areas for relaxation, right? So a hammock area where people are, definitely, designing these areas with these fire pits and hammocks and things and just designed outdoor furniture. Now, just like an interior designer would do in your home, we're doing that for the outside of the home. And it's getting people connected with the outdoors. And like you said, anything you can do to get the kids off of the iPad or off the Xbox and get them outside. And this is really going a long way to do that. People are making these outdoor rooms and really connecting with the outdoors. So it's really a great thing.
It's funny that you mentioned two things right now, and I'm actually working on a landscape in La Jolla right now, and they're putting a sand volleyball court in, and these palm trees that they're going to hang hammocks from around the volleyball court. So it's so funny that you mentioned, because I wasn't thinking of it at all, and that's what these people want.
Backyard vacations, that is.
That's so funny that you mentioned that.
Staying home and doing it. Yeah, exactly.
You put yourself in that environment.
What better than to crash in a hammock in your backyard?
I had a house one time, and I built an outdoor bar, and I had palm fronds that I collected, and it looked like Gilligan's Island,
right?
That was the top of the bar, And I made it really tropical with a hot tub and everything. So yeah, I can see where people would want to do that. And are you going to see this project all the way through, Tiger? From beginning to end.
Yeah, from beginning to end. Exactly.
That is great.
So Nick, with people kind of moving outside. And it's kind of this trend moving outside. What other things besides, maybe someplace that they can relax? What are some other parts? You said fire pits now and barbecues, but, are people doing things with like sitting areas and other things like that? Or is it, what other kind of stuff do you see?
Yeah, I mean, truly designed sitting areas, not just where you just put a fire pit on the patio. I mean, these are areas where people, they're designing spaces where they can incorporate, 20 people around the fire pit. And, not just, it's really a well-designed, and whether it's gas or wood burning here, we can do a lot of wood burning here in the Midwest. And so, people want that nostalgic feel, right, of gathering around a place like they used to do when they were kids. And so, they're bringing, now that, generations are growing up, that's what they want to bring back into the landscape. But at the same time, it's what we're building out of. So it's not just, what we're doing, but it's what we're building out of. And people are really, which is a fantastic trend, going back to more natural stone products, right? Instead of these concrete man-made pavers, which I've never been a big advocate for. People, I think, are being a lot more conscious about their purchasing what they're putting back into the environment. Because
hey, we got to take a break. Hold that thought. We got to take a break. Don't mean to interrupt, but we do have to play some award-winning commercials to keep us on the air. any questions for our guest or one of us? It's 855-424-9825. I'm Brian Main. Coming right back, Garden America on BizTalk Radio.
You want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
During Staples' January printing event, you can get up to $80 off a lightning-fast HP OfficeJet Pro printer. It can save time and money.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event with up to $80 off HP OfficeJet Pro printers. Staples, make more happen.
Ends 1/21/17. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
You know, a simple change in your lawn care practices this fall can create a carpet of green next spring that's safe for children and pets. Hi, this is Brian Main from Garden America. When the weather begins to cool, your lawn starts to build back its root system and needs extra nourishment. That's why experts agree that fall is the best time to fertilize your lawn. Most lawn fertilizers release their nutrients quickly, which produces lots of clippings and reduces root growth. But Milorganite, an organic nitrogen fertilizer, feeds your lawn slowly throughout the fall, providing more green color with less clippings and maximum recovery from summer stress. It's a trick golf course superintendents have used for decades. Milorganite applied now will help your lawn green up faster in spring while helping it recover quickly from winter damage. You'll improve your lawn's overall health and greatly reduce weed problems. So give your lawn the food it needs. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you. Again, that's Milorganite.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john at gardenamerica.com.
Six minutes after the hour on your Saturday morning. Thank you for being right there. It is Garden America, of course, with Brian Main. John Begnasco still recovering. Tiger Palafox, Bob Riedmiller. Lines are open at 855-424-9825 or bmain22 at gmail.com here on Biz Talk Radio. And going into the break, apologizing, Nick, we had to cut away for commercials, but I want you to finish up your thought and we'll continue, so go right ahead.
Yeah, like I was saying, I think that consumers, you know, our homeowners we're working for are becoming more and more educated about what's happening, like what you guys are talking about, stormwater management, right? When we have these immense rains of what's going on, you get these torrential downpours, the water runs right off the surface. So in that being the case, people are becoming way more conscious of what they're putting as their paving surfaces on for their patios. And so, you know, in many cases, we're seeing people are using more so like a crushed decomposed granite or gravel in lieu of a concrete patio or something along a paver patio because it's it allows the water to percolate through the system and not just skim off the surface, which is great that the large majority is becoming educated about what's happening when we have these rains. It's great that people are being responsible for it.
And it's great that you mentioned those products because when you use a paver or a DG or a gravel pathway, unlike a set concrete pathway, A, it gives you the flexibility to change it later on because we all know our gardens are like our clothing. You know, in 5 years, we don't know what we're going to be wearing or what it's going to look like. So it gives you that flexibility to change it. But a lot of the time, these products are way less expensive than if you do concrete also. So you're actually saving money, but it's doing a little bit better, like you're saying, by being able to absorb water. You can change it down the road. And before the break, you were saying people are going with a more natural look to their garden.
Right. Yeah, and I think it's kind of getting back to that old world feel, right? These classical gardens. And whether you have a classical or a modern garden, you can still use these natural products. You know, when concrete pavers are made or when, you know, pavers along those lines are made, there's a tremendous amount of effort that goes into it, a lot of machinery, a lot of factory-style work that is creating a lot of a bigger carbon footprint. So by using a natural product that is naturally quarried, it's really saving a lot as far as that whole environmental concern, right? And we're seeing that people are asking and want to be conscious of what they're doing. And like you said, when people go to renovate a couple years down the road and they rip out the pavers, those concrete pavers or concrete is either has to be repurposed or put back into a landfill. And so, you know, by using a product that is easily changed out, you go through a lot less, you have a lot less waste when things do get renovated.
You know, you no doubt saw a lot of that when you were schooling in England too, right?
For sure. Yeah. So natural products and gravels. are the thing. And so I've always been in that mindset, and it is great to see that, you know, the mass majority is coming around to it. So
yeah, they've got driveways that are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of yards long, and it's crushed rock.
That's exactly what mine is.
Yeah. Incredible, yeah, and it makes so much more sense because everything around here is like a flat table, and it just goes flying off in every direction. You know?
Sure. Yep. Correct.
Hey, so what are some of the trends? What are some of the trends that you're seeing in the plants that people are putting in there? You know, is there any particular varieties that, you know, we have to look forward to for 2017, or what do you see people doing?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, as you know, America grows, the average American lawn gets smaller and smaller, right? We're seeing everyone's garden becoming smaller. And people's know-how of taking care of plants or time they have to invest in taking care of them is going down as well. So what we're seeing a big trend in is dwarf shrubs, right? Things, shrubs that don't outgrow their space quickly, that stay a nice compact form. So, you know, something for us in particular in Ohio, we use a lot of hydrangeas. And so, like the paniculata hydrangeas, like limelight hydrangeas, things like that. And we're seeing new varieties come out. You know, so a limelight hydrangea would max out around 8 feet by 8 feet. So you can have the same look in a smaller plant, new variety from Proven Winners called Bobo, which is hydrangea Bobo. And it maxes out at 3 feet by 3 feet. So you see the input that the homeowner, or even if you have someone maintaining your garden, it's a lot less work to maintain it long term. And so the right plant for the right space, right, is always the thing that I've been taught. And so these plants are being developed to do that, to stay smaller, to fit into our smaller gardens. And it's really a nice trend that I'm seeing right now.
Yeah, I mean, that just makes so much sense. You're talking about people getting outside, being a part of the environment. But like you're saying, they don't want to be out there cutting down an 8-foot hydrangea in January or whatever it is. Yeah. They'd rather just enjoy it, have it be there and flower when it's supposed to. And, you know, that makes perfect sense. Also, I mean, I imagine that probably goes along with people using, you know, in a smaller space, they can use that hydrangea in like a patio in a pot or something, right?
For sure. Exactly. Yeah. So, and, you know, we're seeing container gardens are always huge, right? And they're always evolving as far as taste is concerned. And, you know, right now we're seeing a lot of people using perennials in containers and swapping them out less frequently with annuals. You know, that's annuals are always going to be there and always going to be that for that extra pop of color. But we're seeing people caring less about that huge pop of color, but maybe something that lasts a little bit longer and there's less input to it. Containers around here, it's funny, you know, succulents was the big thing, and now it's really interesting. We're seeing these miniature cactus are now the big thing that are coming into play for that mid-century kind of garden. And, that's kind of a neat thing that we're seeing here in Ohio in the Midwest.
So they plant these miniature cactus through, and then just at the end of the season, they're done, or how are these taken care of?
Yeah, you know, either they're done or they're bringing them inside the house. You know, it's funny. Again, it's one of those things that we're seeing houseplants are now the rage again, and where people are bringing things inside, and they're aware of their air quality inside the home. So, yeah, it's funny how people are bringing the outside indoors, which is great.
Yeah, that is good to hear. Hey, so, Nick, tell us a little bit about your blog and, you know, what people can expect when they go on there and how people can get a hold of you.
Yeah, so my blog, like I said, is thinkingoutsidetheboxwood.com. And so what you get when you go on there, you know, I'm really interested in garden design and the big picture things. So when you go on there, it could be, I'm a plant nerd, right? I love plants. I'm a perennial guy. So it could be a post about a very specific genre of perennials, ornamental grasses or native plants, what I call nativars, native plants that have new cultivars to them that are being introduced. So I could be talking about something like that. I could also be talking about you know, big picture ideas or the garden conservancies, where to go if you love beautiful gardens, where you want to go if you're traveling to Boston, what gardens do you see when you're in Boston or things like that. So, you know, it really depends on the kind of my mood of the week or the day and, you know, what we write about. But it's I think it's pretty fun. And, I love to share my opinion on gardening and garden design.
Well, thank you very much. And thanks for joining us today. We look forward to following you on your Pinterest and in your blog. And, you know, as the weather dries out, and maybe send us some pictures of what you got going on over there for us, will you?
I will certainly do that. Yeah, thanks a lot. And I have Instagram, too. So you can search Nick McCullough on Instagram, and I'll probably pop up. Look for a guy with lots of pictures on gardening. So yeah, I appreciate that.
All right, man. Well, I always appreciate a plant nerd. Have a good weekend.
It's a pleasure. Thanks.
All right, thank you. Plant nerd. We're all plant nerds, aren't we?
Yeah. We love plant nerds.
Absolutely. Yep. Fit in just
geek
fun.
Out a little bit.
Okay, 855-424-9825. That is our number to call, or bmain22@gmail.com. As Bob sips his coffee and
got to get the eyes open somehow.
Clear my throat.
Yeah, what's going on over here? I'm the only one that can talk right now.
You were fine for half an hour before we went on the air.
Yeah, exactly.
And the minute it came time, your throat went south.
And you know, it's even worse than that is getting the hiccups on the air.
Oh, yeah.
And you try to squeeze in what you can and just get ready for it.
Right.
Anyway, lines are open at 855-424-9825. I believe, but Tiger, sent you an email from Steve.
You sent me an email from Steve in Simi Valley, and he took a picture of his snow peas that are growing in his backyard. And his question was, he has these vertical supports, and they're just almost like stakes throughout the snow peas. And the snow peas are probably about 4.5 feet tall at this point in time. And he wanted to know how to support them, and if we just wrapped twine or tape around the vertical supports, if that would be good enough. And yes. Kind of like a giant tomato cage, just kind of holding them all up.
Let's get into that in detail after the break. Steve, thank you for your question via email at bmain22@gmail.com. We're going to step aside, take a break. I can clear my throat. Bob Reed Miller, Tiger Palafox. I'm Brian Main. It is Garden America on this Saturday morning. Biz Talk Radio taking a break, coming right back.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
It's bare root fruit tree season, and you probably have a million questions. Which fruits will grow well here? What are the tastiest fruits? How do I care for them? The answers? They're just a click away with the informative fruit tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's Dave Wilson Nursery, the nation's largest grower of fruit trees for the backyard garden. They have planting tips, taste test results, and links to nurseries in your area that carry Dave Wilson fruit trees. Your harvest to better health begins at DaveWilson.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is our final segment here on hour number one, 2 hours every Saturday, back with Garden America, Bob Reed Miller, Tiger Palafox, Brian Main. Lines are open. If you call right now, we guarantee to get you on at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825 or bmain22@gmail.com. Let's continue and bring people up to date on Steve in Simi Valley with his snow peas. Okay. And yeah. He wants to do what again?
So he's got them growing right now, and they're in his backyard. He's got these vertical stakes just right around them. But eventually they're going to get too tall, and they're going to start to flop over. And if that happens, you run the risk of breaking the stem, and then all your investment in this plant is gone.
Yeah.
So what I would suggest you do is take those vertical stakes that he has and then just wrap some either jute twine around them or the grower's green tape and just create a nice big tomato cage.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong, they'll fall against it or they'll fall against each other.
But they'll support it.
But they'll support themselves.
You and put some other vertical stakes, too, on either side and let them go off to the side as well. And do it that way.
But you can't just leave them growing straight up because they will fall over. And then with the weight of the peas eventually, they'll start to crack off.
It's like trying to grow a tomato without a cage, in a way. I mean,
exactly. It'll flop over at some point. So, and you could do that for snow peas, snap peas.
And then something I just thought of, too, is that you have to be real careful with that because even when they're young and they're growing straight up, if you get a storm like we're kind of experiencing, where you get a wind or a rain, they'll knock them down and be heavy if you don't have the support up right away.
Right.
So you want to get that done quickly.
Steve, good question. Thank you. And that was an email question, bmain22@gmail.com. And again, the lines are open at 855-424-9825. Final segment with our number one.
Yeah. Hey, if you have the newsletter, or if you get the newsletter, there was a picture. I don't know if you remember this, Brian, but John had brought in these Kenyan lion's tails. Did you hear about these, Bob?
I saw it in the newsletter, but
yeah.
I wasn't.
These very rare, yeah, kind of endangered lion's tails kind of a thing. And so he had given me a group of them to have there at the nursery. They're starting to grow, and they're looking so cool. It's such a funny-looking lion's tail. It's not like, you know, normal lion's tail have this, like, poodle on top that
right,
comes
yeah,
out with the flower.
Right, yeah, the regular Leonotus.
Yeah. This one's a little bit spiny-looking with much larger leaves, so I really can't wait to see them flower. They're going to be a lot of fun.
Does it bloom orange also? Or
He said it bloomed orange. The picture that he showed me of them blooming, though, was kind of like an orange-red. So I'm hoping they come out a little bit more red than the orange. Because the classic one is
yeah,
orange.
It's pretty tangerine orange. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a lot of fun, you know, coming out, and I'm looking forward to those. It's fun that they're already budding up. I imagine they'll probably be blooming in a few weeks.
Yeah, and that's early.
Yeah.
All things considered.
Leonotus, is that how you pronounce the first?
Yeah.
Leonotus.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like from 300. Or who was that guy, the Spartan?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, again, another example of what's in the newsletter, if you don't get the newsletter. But there's a lot of, and again, we invite you to send us pictures. What's growing in your garden? We've got two pictures up this week. That's yours, Tiger, right?
Yep, exactly.
And the other one is from Rick in Monrovia.
A camellia.
Yeah, beautiful.
Beautiful looking camellia. And, you know, like, for instance, Steve in Simi Valley, send us a picture of a problem. You know, and
that's just it. Now, which helped you answer the question.
Yeah, exactly. And so people, if they have a problem, send us a picture. I always thought, you know what we're going to start doing? We're going to do a game. We're going to do a game on the radio where, like, people, we're going to give people back, like, what they give to us. We're going to say, hey, name this tree. And we're going to say it's got a purple flower. It's got a small leaf, and then we're going to take callers and see if they can name
that
tree.
And that's how we're going to give away. Yeah. Now, we have a giveaway today, right?
Yeah,
are we going to give away
the
trowel?
Yeah, you want to give away a trowel?
Let's do it the second hour.
Okay.
And I liked your idea during the week where, because last week we just took the first caller, I think, right? But you had an idea where they have to answer a question. And I forget what it was, but it was something that's relatively easy.
Yeah. We'll get into it in the second hour and give them the details. That
way give you a chance to call us.
Well, you know what's interesting about, you know, it's a tree and it's got purple flowers, whatever.
You know,
it can be so incredibly difficult to describe something.
Well, yeah.
People don't realize it.
Well, even when they ask us questions,
yeah,
and we always say, you know what, it could be four or five different trees,
right,
or plants.
Yeah.
Can you send us a or if they have a malady?
I get that at the nursery all the time. I'll get a call from somebody and say, well, I got this plant from you guys and it didn't have a tag in it. And what does it look like? Well, it's green. And
it's got a branch.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, boy, here
there's
we go.
Roots. There's roots. There's roots attached to it.
Please send us a picture.
Yeah, it's either a spearmint or a live oak, one or the other.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, pictures do help. Absolutely.
Yep.
Oh, it's so fun.
So we've got just a couple of two or three minutes here leading up to the top of the hour. News coming up on many of these fine BizTalk radio stations. Next hour's guest, Tiger, you've got set up.
Andrew Mefford. He's another plant nerd. You know, we're talking vegetables with him, though. It is. We're geeking out here because, and it's fun. If you know these guys too, for gardening, I would say they're young. You know,
right.
they're in their 30s. You know, kind of a thing, and they've been doing it for a while. They definitely have the education and the knowledge. But at the same time, in horticulture, they would be considered young guys. And
sure,
it's fun to see the youth. And if you notice, like Nick was saying, the
up and comers, yeah,
is to kind of be like different or out there, and so that's why these guys are out there looking for what's the next item. They're kind of seeing what's up and coming, and in some way they're sculpting what our gardens are going to look like in the future, because whatever they pick is ultimately what you're going to be buying.
Somebody's going to grab onto it, and that's going to be the thing. Yeah.
Right, the future, looking ahead.
Yep.
You know, things do change. So again, next hour, 855-424-9825, bmain22@gmail.com if you want to send us an email question, which we're happy to answer. And if you happen to have a picture of a question that you have, maybe you've got, again, a malady or some kind of a disease, it does help if we can take a look at that. Let's see here, looking at just about a minute to go.
Hey,
go ahead.
I was going to say, with all this rain we've been having, if people haven't done it already, if you've got potted up succulents that are outside getting really flooded,
oh boy,
make sure that drain hole is open in the bottom. And if not, tip the pot over on its side.
Yeah, that's not good. Too much water for succulents.
Just let it lay on its side, and it'll keep it from getting too soggy and wet.
We're going to take a break. News coming up on many of these stations, and if your local market doesn't carry us this hour, we invite you to go to our website, to gardenamerica.com, click Listen Live, take you to Biz Talk Radio, and you can listen live as we return next hour, 6 minutes after here on the Garden America Radio Show. Thank you for joining us, and again, hour two coming up. Don't go away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.